So the next step really is about the process. It's about how we're going to do what we're going to do. And because the first part really was just trying to remind you of some of what you heard as a means of having more in your head when you begin the conversation around what next. And as I said at the beginning, there are really two parts that we want to look at this morning. But the first part is around what kind of statement or commitment would you like to come out of this conference, having heard Anne PC, myself, Christine, John Battle, Father Dominic, the prayers of the faithful, the conversations at the table, and the workshops. And I see one of the workshops in the corner from the Season of Creation have put up some of their work. You might get a chance to have a look at that a little bit later on. So, what we're going to ask you to do in a few minutes is we're going to ask you to huddle into groups of no more than six or seven. And what we will organise then is that each group might have a number of post-its. And the reason we're giving post-its, it's so that we can record what you would like said or heard. It doesn't mean that we'll be able to actually craft a statement this morning. We actually probably don't have that time. But what we will do afterwards is we'll take a few minutes for feedback to get some sense of where we're at with regards to the room. But we will take all of those post-its, and they will be used to craft a strong statement coming out of this conference for publication next week or the week after. And we hope that it will reflect the tone, the temperature, where we're at, how we feel. And then the second part of what we're going to do is to try and look at what actions we might take, or I might take, or as a network we might take, coming out of what you've heard for the weekend. But don't worry about that, we will explain that bit in a minute. So what we're going to ask you to do then, firstly, and you can, in groups of who you know, or in groups of people you don't know, whichever suits you best. We're asking groups of, so we'd rather not have groups of two or three, if that was possible. But the reason for groups of six or seven is it offers a diversity of conversation, but it also means too that we're getting, so maybe the thing to do is have the conversation, and then we'll tell you when there's only maybe 4 or 5 minutes left. And at that stage, you might say, well, listen, maybe we'll record some of what's come up in conversation. And that's what we'll put out there as part of what we would like to emerge as a commitment or a resolution or part of a statement going forward. And then after that, Barbara will take some feedback. So I can see some people moving. We will bring around post-its. I think you have pens. So if you want to gather yourselves into groups, and we'll hand it over to you until about at 5 past, I'll tell you there's 5 minutes left, and we'll ask you to jot down a few notes then. Thank you so much.